Nashville's government departments are bracing for likely budget cuts. The scenario is a departure from the past few years, when expanded projects and hiring requests were often approved. As budget hearings begin this week with new Mayor David Brierley, WPLN's Tony Gonzalez surveys what has changed with the city's finances.
City officials are not looking forward to the annual budget process.
There's no doubt this is going to be a challenging budget cycle.
That's Councilman Freddie O'Connell.
Departments should get prepared to live with status quo budgets, or those that might be anywhere from 1% to 5% cuts, and that generally they should not come armed with requests for further assistance from finance.
He's summarizing the sobering memo last month from Finance Director Talia Lomax O'Neill. With a bit of wordsmithing, she calls for department leaders to refocus, be prudent, and to seek efficiencies. Bottom line, she writes, quote, "We will not consider expanded programming or services." She cites several factors for this stingy budget. For one, the finance department says tax revenues are coming in lower than projected. That's in part because of the large number of homeowners who appealed their property assessments last year. Metro says it's also contending with rising health care costs for employees and increased debt service payments. These concerns will be hanging over Mayor Brierley's conversations with department leaders, and then he'll deliver a proposed budget to the council for vetting. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.